All right, let's be honest. How many of us have like that instant reflex to check our phones, even when, there's no real reason?
It's practically second nature these days, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
But what if I told you that stepping away from that digital world, even just for a bit, could be like a secret weapon? A secret weapon for success.
It might sound a little crazy in our always connected world,
Right.
but unplugging, even just strategically for a little while, it's actually something that a lot of really successful people do.
That's exactly what we're going to dive into today. We're going to be looking at like the whole trend of digital detox retreats, and we're going to be using a couple of things to guide us. One is Cal Newport's book, Digital Minimalism.
Great book.
Yeah. And the other is just insights from like top entrepreneurs and people who are really crushing it.
Love it.
So by the end of this, you'll not only understand why disconnecting is so beneficial,
Yeah.
but you'll also have some like really practical steps that you can take
I like it.
to actually try it yourself.
And we might even give you some ideas about where to go to really get away.
Exactly. Okay, so first things first, why are all these successful people choosing to disconnect?
Right. You'd think they'd have to be glued to their devices.
Yeah. You'd think being constantly available would be like, non-negotiable these days.
It's funny because it's not about becoming some kind of, hermit living in a cave.
Yeah.
It's more about being really intentional with how you use your time.
Okay.
These high achievers, they get it. They understand how important it is to focus and to do that deep work.
Yeah.
And you just can't do that when you're constantly getting hit with notifications and distractions.
Right. You just can't get into that flow state.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have an example, like somebody specific?
Oh, absolutely. So think about Ed Sheeran. Back in 2015, he actually took a whole year off.
No way. Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. He ditched social media, didn't even use his phone.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yep. And you know what? He said that time off was one of the most creative periods of his entire career.
Interesting. I mean, it makes sense when you think about it.
Totally. It gave him a
So,
chance to reconnect with himself, with his music,
yeah.
without all that digital noise.
Like hitting the reset button.
Exactly.
So this kind of brings us to Cal Newport's book, Digital Minimalism, right?
Perfect segue.
It seems like that book is really speaking to a lot of people these days.
It really is. Newport, he goes deep into this idea of using technology intentionally.
Okay.
He says, we shouldn't just let any tech into our lives. We should be picky.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Choose the stuff that actually adds value
Really?
and get rid of the rest. He even suggests like a 30-day digital declutter.
Ooh, a whole month.
Yeah, like a reset to kind of change your whole relationship with technology.
So it's not about going full on Luddite, no tech whatsoever.
No, not at all.
It's more about being mindful and taking back control.
100%. It's about making tech work for you, not the other way around.
Love it. What's fascinating is that like the benefits of disconnecting this way, they're not just about being more productive.
Oh, you're so
Like
right.
studies show that even little breaks from tech can be huge for our mental and physical health.
It's true. I don't know about you, but when I'm online too much, I start to feel
Oh,
anxious.
totally. I get way more scattered.
Yeah, like you can't focus.
So what does the research actually say, like about the specific benefits?
Okay, so there was a study in the Journal of Environmental Psychology,
Oh.
and they found that spending just 20 minutes in a park, like out in nature,
Okay.
it significantly lowered people's stress levels.
Wow, just 20 minutes.
Yep. And there's other research that shows that spending time in nature can help you focus better, be more creative, even boost your immune system.
Seriously. That's amazing. Okay, but here's the thing. Knowing that I should unplug
Yeah.
and actually doing it, those are two very different things.
Oh, I hear you. It's tough.
That's so hard. So do you have any advice on how to, actually make this digital detox happen?
Absolutely. So first, figure out what your biggest distractions are. Like, what are those apps or websites that you just can't stop scrolling through?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. Then start small. Don't go crazy.
Okay, small steps.
Yeah, maybe just put your phone away for a couple of hours every evening or have one day a week where you're totally tech-free.
I love that. Small steps, big difference.
Exactly.
Okay, but what about FOMO? Like the fear of missing out. I'm already getting stressed thinking about like missing something important.
Oh, that's totally normal. It's a real thing. But here's the thing. Plan other stuff to do,
Okay.
things to replace that screen time,
Okay.
like rediscover a hobby or read a book,
Yeah.
spend time with people you love, or just enjoy the peace and quiet.
I love that.
Remember, you're not giving anything up. You're actually choosing to prioritize yourself, your well-being, and your focus.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. And hey, maybe you could even have some really cool experiences.
Ooh, like what?
Like a digital detox retreat. Imagine being in a super calming environment, like, say, a hot springs resort.
Oh, I'm with you. Nature is the best reset button.
Right.
Being out in nature, it just helps you disconnect from all that digital stuff and reconnect with yourself.
Totally. It's like the peace and quiet of nature. It just lets your mind, you know, chill out and recharge.
Absolutely.
So if you're thinking, hey, a hot springs retreat sounds amazing.
I know. I am.
You can check out a couple of websites.
Okay.
One is www.kootenayhotsprings.com.
All right.
And the other is www.privatehotsprings.com.
Ooh, private hot springs. Fancy.
They have all sorts of retreats specifically for relaxing and disconnecting.
I love it. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's a fancy hot springs escape or just setting some boundaries with your phone at home.
Yeah.
The point is, being intentional about disconnecting, it gives you back control over your time and your attention.
It's about choosing how we interact with technology, not letting it run the show.
Exactly. So as you're going about your day, ask yourself this.
Okay.
What could you achieve if you just took back a little bit of that digital time?
Yeah.
And used it for something that really matters to you, something you're passionate about?
That is a really good question. And hey, if a digital detox retreat at a hot spring sounds like your kind of thing,
sign me up.
You can actually book your getaway by emailing booking@privatehotsprings.com.
Nice.
You might just surprise yourself with what you can do when you step away from the digital world.
It's true.
And reconnect with yourself.
I'm all for it.
Me too.